guest today is Lloyd Burrell. That is B-U-R-R-E-L-L. He is the author of Beating Electrical Sensitivity, The Path to Tread. His website is electricsense.com, and you can download a free booklet there. I would recommend that you purchase his book, and in the purchase of that book, then you will also acquire the energy exercises. I have all three of them. You can get the EMF Protection Report. Is that the free one?
That's the free one, yeah.
Okay, and then
there's actually another free one also on computer radiation now as well.
Okay, all righty. Well, certainly we want to educate everyone and give them the information that they want. And it's just amazing when you go over this list of the problems, even the emotional problems, when we have so many people on pharmaceutical drugs, psychological drugs. But it says that often the physical problems are accompanied by emotional ones, and sometimes people just experience emotional problems such as depression, anxiety, anger, mood swings, and it could be all radiation.
There's a very notable case on that. Alan Marks, a guy who was a real estate agent in the U.S., he was a very placid guy, and he kind of turned into a raging bull. His personality, complete personality change, and that was because the cell phone radiation was kind of pressing on a nerve in his neck, which caused his personality to change. And his wife sort of bought this Ellie Marks, he was very, you know, this was a few years ago now, but it was a very public case. And, so it can have a very direct effect, on your personality, on your emotions, but also an indirect effect, I would say.
Right. You talk about musculoskeletal difficulties, dermatological problems. Do you want to say anything about those?
Well, my symptoms, joint pains. I remember one of the things at that time, around 2002, 2004, I was playing tennis, and I'm right-handed. And I developed a tennis elbow in my left arm. I couldn't remember what the heck that was about. And, it just kind of, all kind of weird aches and pains, at that time when I had my electrical sensitivity, when it was very intense. And also the dermatological reaction was a tingling skin, which I used to get when I was sat in front of my computer. When my computer's on sort of sat to the right of me, and like all the right side of my body kind of tingling and warm.
Interesting. You talk also about urinary tract problems, gastrointestinal problems. My goodness, who would have thought that all of that?
I don't think we'll talk about those, shall we?
We talk about all kinds of stuff on this program. We don't have that British attitude about sensitive things.
I'm about to have my dinner in an hour or so.
Okay. I'll let you off the hook. Alrighty, we are going to a break. We will take your calls when we come back at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Take your calls at 800-313-9443. We also have a fertility rate situation where we have a lot of people who carry their cell phones or maybe previously carried their cell phones or set their laptops on their lap, that it has affected them in their ability to reproduce.
Absolutely. Numerous studies on this. EMFs have been shown to affect in a negative way sperm count. Putting laptops on your lap is a very, very bad idea.
Right.
I think it's particularly. It's important for everybody to lower your EMF exposure, but it's particularly important for children and for pregnant women.
And it's kind of amazing that parents allow their children or purchase for their children cell phones. And it's just amazing to me. I mean, you see these little 8-year-olds, little 6-year-olds running around with a cell phone, and I cannot imagine allowing a child to do that, although I can understand that a parent wants to know where their child is and they want to allow their child to call home and you can stay connected to your children. But who else can stay connected to your child if he's got a phone that probably has some sort of a chip in it that tells where you're at? when I was a kid, my parents didn't know where I was at most of the time. You went out and you played and you ran all over and you went to the park and you did all kinds of things.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously you have an informed opinion on this, so you understand the dangers. You know, you've obviously done some research on it and, you know, you've got a good understanding on this thing, but most people don't. And most people, you know, rely on the media for their information about what's good and what's bad, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor doesn't say it's a bad thing. So it must be a good thing, and everybody has one, so it must be a good thing. And, you know, there's a lot of social pressure for kids to have cell phones. You know, both my kids have got cell phones. Now, they know how to use them. It's not just having a cell phone. It's really knowing how to use it, you know. Like I say, we live in the 21st century. It doesn't mean we have to turn our backs on, you know, the modern world and modern technology. It just means we have to use it, you know, understanding what the dangers are and in an intelligent way.
All righty, let's take a phone call. We do have some callers lining up. Let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dee. I had a great show. Lloyd, good to talk to you. I was going to ask you a question, and this goes into the trade I work in. I'm an electrician, so you're dealing around open electrical panels, live electrical panels, wiring things, and I do a lot of this stuff live just so I can test it right away and move on. I'm wondering, I don't feel bad. In fact, I'm in pretty good health at 52 years old. I was just wondering, you know, what's his intake on that?
I beg your pardon, what do I think about it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would believe that EMF would affect everybody now that, you know, listening to your show and everything else like that. And I've often wondered about using the cell phone too much and everything else like that. And I have Wi-Fi in my house, and I have a lot of electrical circuits in my house along with, you know, where I work all day long in the electrical industry. I mean, what is your
Well, I think you're just like everybody else, Jerry, you know, except that you're in a job where you are perhaps more exposed to EMFs. So if you're an electrician, you know, it's electrical fields and magnetic fields, so it's at the low end of the spectrum. Are you in any more danger or less danger than anybody else? It's impossible to know, but certainly you are exposed, you know, and the studies are there telling us about the dangers of these, what we call ELFs, extremely low frequency EMFs. It's. I think the thing to sort of understand here is, I'm not saying, well, don't be an electrician, don't you do your job. But what you can do is you can do lots of things because it's a cumulative effect of all this, which, you know, impacts our bodies. You know, minimize in other ways. So, you know, like, don't sleep with the Wi-Fi on. Maybe try sleeping with your electricity off at night. Because it's not because, I mean, you sound great at 52, but, you know, it's not because you're feeling great that, your body's in excellent health. You know, illness comes over, you know, very quickly, can come over very quickly. And so, you know, I think you just need to understand what these dangers are and maybe, you know, act in a positive way, be proactive, and reduce your exposure, you know, as best you can. Don't carry your cell phone in your pocket, you know. Don't carry it in your top pocket, above all, you know, next to your heart. Don't use your cell phone in your car as much as possible. Your car's like a Faraday cage. You know, it's like a microwave. It's cooking you, you know. You know, all this kind of thing. There's lots and lots of things you can do without saying, you know, right, okay, so I don't use cell phone anymore. I can't be an electrician because I'm exposed to it. You know, it's not about that. It's about, you know, doing what you can.
Okay, well, I mean, you were talking earlier that, you know, the cell phone started to hurt your ear and you took it away and you didn't have the pain. I mean, so you were lucky there where you know what bothers you, where, you know, like I said, I myself and I'm included with a lot of other people that I know that work in this industry, and we're around it all day long, and I don't hear anybody else complain. Not that I think you're crazy or anything, because I read two books on Nikola Tesla, and he talked about altering the frequency, and we know, all know our bodies work off of a frequency.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, it is only a small percentage of the population which, you know, are electrically sensitive. According to one expert, it's between 3-5% that know they're electrically sensitive. But at the same time, there are, it's thought that there are between 30-50% of the population which are electrically sensitive but don't know it. So maybe you're in the other 50% of the population, you know, and you're not feeling the symptoms. But like I said at the beginning, it's not because you don't feel the symptoms that, you know, these EMFs are not impacting your body.
Okay. Cause, well, you know what, I've been lucky that way. I've got 5 siblings, and they all have allergies and everything else like that. They're allergic to different foods and different types of weather patterns and everything, and I've never been affected by it. You know, so, knock on wood. Maybe I'm just a little bit different.
Jerry, a question. Now, you've read 2 books on Tesla. Now, Tesla had a different, did he have a different type of currency, electrical currency, as opposed to the ones that the Rockefellers and his cronies developed in order to charge money for? Was there a difference? Would his have been safer, or do you know?
Well, here's the thing. He wanted to go wireless, and he wanted to supply electricity throughout the world for free at a very low cost to get man's potential. And that was alternating polyphase electrical current. And what I believe it was Edison wanted to do was run everything off of direct current, which required batteries and cables and amplifying stations. And well, let's put it this way. What you're looking at today with our electrical grid, and when you flick out a light switch, that is the polyphase alternating current, where we couldn't have this type of a system if we went with Edison's. And you remember how much Edison went to discredit Tesla. Yeah, and they beat him down for it. He died a broken man. I mean, now I can't tell you if he went wireless how that would affect us because, you know, you look at our microwave towers, and here's another good one. The Chicago Public Schools, they lease out their, they used to have these big smokestacks for burning their garbage down in the boiler room and stuff like that. They lease out those smokestacks to cell phone companies, and they put their microwave towers on there. Think about how much damage those are doing to the kids inside the schools directly underneath them.
Exactly. So my question, and I'm wondering, what, because we live in an electric universe, would Tesla's form of disseminating this power that's already within the universe, would his system of disseminating that power to everyone be a better situation health-wise than the ones that the Rockefellers paid for or funded, the AC/DC?
Yes. I you know what? I think so, because Tesla was more in tune with the Earth and its frequency and its more natural things versus a man-made synthetic thing. And you see that in the pharmaceutical world and the food world and everything else like that. I mean, anybody that doesn't get that they're just beating us up in every different direction, it's soon going to come to an end. I mean, you just heard about Illinois passing that, what is it? They're going to take away all semi-automatics, all revolvers, everything else like that. They mean it. I think this is all going to start up within the next month or two. Don't be surprised if you refuse to turn in your gun and they kick down your door at 3 or 4 in the morning and you got to fight for your life. I think that's what it's come down to.
Okay, that's a little off topic, but it's probably very true. Thank you so much, Jerry, for your information calling in.
Thank you, guys, and great show.
Thank you. Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Enjoy. Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, Infection Killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung Formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great-tasting herbal teas, and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formulas.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Our guest today is Lloyd Burrell. He is the author of Beating Electrical Sensitivity, The Path to Tread. His website is electricsense.com. And Louise emailed a question, and she says, but does this mean I can't use my head telephone to listen to your show anymore? They are so handy. Louise, you get a pass for my program. They're only dangerous when you listen to other people's programs on them. So you get a free pass.
I guess it's a wireless telephone. Is that what she's saying? A wireless headset?
Yeah.
A wireless headset, right. Okay. Wireless headsets.
That's plugged into the computer, maybe.
Okay. Well, in any case, you know, any electrical device gives off EMFs in some shape or form. A wireless headset. So if it's plugged into the computer, it's got speakers on it, and so there will be magnetic fields, you know. But it's much, much better that's fairly minimal. Much, much better that than a wireless device. I suspect it's wireless because most people go for wireless because it's so handy. Seems to make a lot of sense. And all we hear is about the upside of it. We don't hear about the downsides. So it's working. If it's a wireless device, it's probably working on Bluetooth. It could be working on the Wi-Fi. So if it's working on Wi-Fi, it's at 2.4 gigahertz, which is what I said before, which is a little bit higher than the cell phone frequency. So it's RF radiation, which we know has got biological effects, which, you know, there's thousands of studies which show there are biological effects which prove that, you know, there's no doubt about it at all. If it's working on Bluetooth, well, it's the same thing. It's still RF radiation. It's at a lower level. It's not so bad as the Wi-Fi. It depends what class of Wi-Fi, what class of Bluetooth device it is. There's three different classes. Most of them now are class one, which is the strongest. I would refrain from it. My advice is if it's a wireless device, go back to the wired one, you know, because it works just as well. It's a bit like the cordless telephone. It's nice to wander around your house making, conversation and, telling stories, whatever. But do we really need that, you know? And when you, when you're aware of the downside of it all, it really doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
So might go for the wired one.
All righty. And after we take this other phone call, could you tell us the difference between Wi-Fi and Bluetooth? But let's take Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the program.
That web address went by a little bit too quick. You said electronicsense.com? How do you?
Electric Sense.
Electric Sense.
Electric Sense. Senses
and that's spelled S-E-N-S-E, yeah. Or?
Correct, yeah.
Electricsense.com.
Yeah.
And what was your last name again?
My name is Burrell, Lloyd Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L.
B-U-R-R. Well, I've worked around electronics pretty much all my life, been a gizmo gadget type person, and what a lot of people don't realize is these devices reinforce each other sometimes. If you're in a room full of people with, say, 20 people have cell phones in a classroom at a high school or college level, then they're not all exactly on the same frequency, but they're in the same bandwidth, like whatever cell phones run, 850 to 900 megahertz in the United States. So you can have interference patterns, but you can also have patterns where it reinforces the electromagnetic energy, even though it's only 200 milliwatts or something. A lot of people foo-foo the idea that 200 milliwatts can cause problems, but a lot of this electromagnetic radiation, from what I've read, actually will reduce, and as you get older, your blood-brain barrier gets more permeable to the junk that's in our environment and stuff that's in your bloodstream that's not supposed to reach the brain can reach the brain as you get older.
Exactly.
So we're going to lose a lot of people to early onset Alzheimer's and things, I believe, and it may not be seen as being caused by electromagnetic fields because it's going to be these other chemicals that are getting into the nervous system because of the exposure. The medical community isn't going to necessarily catch on unless somebody tells them. They're going to say, well, we're seeing more of
them. I think people are already telling them, but they don't want to.
They don't want to know about it.
They don't want to know. And, you know, the horrible truth is that why don't they really want to catch on to this? Why don't they want to make anything of this? Because, you know, the drug companies are their paymasters.
Well, and the...
There's no money to be made out of it, you know. There's no money to be made out of curing this thing.
There's another whole aspect to it, I think, is that the government and the phone companies have essentially made merchandise out of our souls because they're piggybacking off of this to spy on all of us so that we can be marketed to on a more individual basis.
Well, that's a fairly cynical view, but I suspect it's not too far from the truth. Well,
I know it's not too far from the truth. I've researched it. It's crazy what they can pick up on people, you know, from their use of these devices.
And that's one of the problems with the smart meter debate.
Gentlemen, Mike, stay over if you would like through the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Lloyd Burrell, author of Beating Electrical Sensitivity, The Path to Tread. His website is electricsense.com. And over the break, I was thinking of a few things. I know some teenagers, or one teenager that has had seizures and is now on seizure medication. And I know of other people who use a laptop on a pretty consistent basis and have developed diverticulitis. Are those things a possibility from laptop or cell phone use?
Absolutely, because this thing, you know, these EMFs affect our bodies, affect our biology in the most profound way possible, because they affect the right down to the, you know, basically we're electrical beings, as you rightly said, and basically we're a collection of about 50 trillion cells, and these cells communicate through electrical impulses. Yep. And so these EMFs, notably the wireless sort, which is kind of the ones that are taking over our world now. The problem is that it's not really the power that there are, because this is the big argument that the authorities say, oh, well, the power's so low, you know, it's harmless. But it's not the power being low that's the issue. It's the fact of how this technology works. And this technology actually uses pulsed radiation. And it's that which is extremely biologically active. This pulsed radiation, that's what the studies are telling us.
Digitally pulsed.
Exactly, digitally pulsed radiation.
Well, have you looked into grounding? I know I don't want to plug anybody else's materials, but you know, there's books out about it where, you know, most modern electrical systems in houses have a separate ground connector, for the last 30, 40 years in America, there's a third prong to the connector, and that's your ground or earth, as it's called. And some people are selling some fairly high-priced mats that you can stand on or put your feet on when you're in front of a computer. And you can make these things yourself. It's not something you really have to buy, but you can make them. And some people put them under their mattresses and things like that. I could see how that would work if you were barefoot. You know, it might help to isolate some of your body's systems, but there's also what you were talking about, the diverticuli. Some people don't realize how that would happen. Your cells in your intestines replenish themselves something like every 4 days, so it's an extremely rapid cell division process that's going on, and that's what they warn children about, having these cell phones and Bluetooth and being around the 2.4 gigahertz microwave devices from even, you know, cordless phones and some of their video games type stuff has got this, comes out of it. And these children have very rapid cell divisions because they're growing and developing. Their brains are smaller, so the cordless phone radiation goes further into the brain because the actual brain cavity is smaller.
We show this. Yeah, very important study, 1996 study, proved this, you know, that children are much more susceptible, their immune systems, are not fully developed, their skull size is smaller, the thickness of their skull, they don't have the same thickness as an adult, and they're just much, much more vulnerable to this radiation, plus the fact that obviously because they've been kids, you know, we've been exposed to this radiation for about the last 20 years, depending where you live, but they're going to be exposed to it all their lives.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a real worry for the children. But just go back to your question about the grounding. I think the grounding, so my take on the grounding is as follows. I think grounding is beneficial in certain circumstances. Now, what's important is to make sure that your electrical equipment is grounded. That's the most important thing. But what I don't advise is to actually ground yourself around electrical equipment, because that can be dangerous. That's my own personal view, and that's the view of certain experts. Other experts disagree with that. But I think grounding is really important. It's all about getting back to nature. Grounding is basically, getting back in contact with the
earth.
The natural direct current electrons which are in the earth, which has a kind of a normalizing effect of your body, and at the same time, it facilitates the discharge of these accumulated AC and RF radiation electrons.
Well, it's always nice to offer solutions, I think, that this is something that you could at least reduce your exposure if you're stuck in a job where you have to be in front of a computer for 8 hours a day and around a bunch of electrical equipment and all different spectrum of radiation and what's I've heard called dirty electricity. Then a grounding mat, you know, you may get looked at funny by your coworkers, but a grounding mat, I've heard various testimonials that says it really makes a difference in your energy level and stuff. I've yet to actually try it.
Absolutely, yeah. You know? Yeah. It's, that's the thing is there is a lot you can do, but obviously you have to kind of want to do it. And to want to do it, you have to understand, you know, what is happening. And this is the thing that most people, because they say, oh, I'm fine, you know, I can't feel anything, and but, you know, listen to me. When I was started with this thing, I was 35 years old, in very good shape, you know. I used to jog, used to work out, well, still do, and you know, very good diet and not overweight and, didn't smoke, likes it like a drink but not excessive, you know, just no health problems at all. And then from one day to the next, boom, that was it. So, you know, it's kind of don't sort of pull the wool over your eyes over this. You know, have to, you know, face up to the truth, you know, and the truth is there, the studies are there, thousands and thousands of studies, you know, showing that these EMS are dangerous.
Another thing that's coming on us in a lot of directions, a lot of places, is this dirty electricity from ultra-wideband that they want to actually put on the electrical lines as the AC power comes into your house, you know, smart
yeah.
meter devices, and that's going into the appliances and increasing. You're just surrounded by this because it's an ultra-wideband. You know, the ham radio operators around the world have been trying to fight this because it would interfere with a lot of their communications, amateur radio communications, because it is such a wide band of electromagnetic fields. So your whole house would be emanating this stuff already, you know, beyond what it is already with the 60 hertz frequency.
Right.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thanks, Mike. All righty. We have Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
And your guest. You know, I don't look for the medical profession to do anything about this, because if anyone stayed with someone in the hospital, I mean, it's just rife with everybody that works there has a cell phone. And they have Wi-Fi at the one I was at when my mother was in there. And, you know, that's how they communicate. They have a computer in each room, and it didn't look like it was hooked up to a hardline connection. You know, how are these people expect anyone to heal?
They don't, maybe, huh?
Yeah. And... And I understand that, you know, there's a lot of motels and, well, of course, different places that say Wi-Fi. Even our public library has Wi-Fi, Deanna.
Sure, most of them do.
And, you know, even if you, I don't carry a cell phone, even if you don't want to be exposed to that stuff, you're going to be exposed to it.
Sure, but there are things that you can do, and Lloyd has certainly pointed these out in his book. So, you know, we each have to make choices and do the things that we can, because I don't think that we can look to anybody else to do this for us. We have to do it on a personal level.
Well, Lloyd, how do you feel about these shielding fabrics? Do you know if they work?
You know, yeah, I mean, I've got shielding fabrics. I've used those. I think, you know, they can be a waste of money, like a lot of these things. Now, I'm not saying they don't work, because they do. Obviously, you know, you've got to buy at the right place, and there is a genuine, you know, shielding fabric. You know, it's really, there's so many things you can do before you go out and buy expensive shielding fabric. And it's all about what you can do. It's all about your personal environment, you know, controlling that as much as possible. So really, you know, what you do in your home, what you're exposed to in your home. And the most important room in your home is the bedroom, not because just because you spend 8 hours or so in there every night. It's because when you sleep, that's when your body, you know, revitalizes, regenerates, detoxes. You get something called melatonin production, which is a hormone which is really important. There's, you know, so much you can do before, you know, because some people who are electrically sensitive, they walk around with these nets on because, you know, because they get so ill with it. And, you know, it is a solution, but it's a short-term one. You can't live your life under a net, you know. You know, there's other things you can do before that. You know, unless you're really badly affected by it, then I would say do these other things first.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks,
Deanna. Thank you, Sherry.
Bye.
All righty. Uncle Rick in the chat room said, talking about the new light bulbs, he said they have mercury. Excuse me. They output ultraviolet rays, which converts ordinary household current into high frequency, and they've been known to burn people. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's so what he's talking about is something called compact fluorescent lights, CFLs, which do have mercury, which in itself is lethal, because if you break your bulb, then obviously mercury is very toxic. But the other problem with this kind of technology is that it creates dirty electricity, because it works dirty electricity, so dirty power, what I think it was Mike that was referring to earlier.
Right.
And dirty electricity is something which it's what's known as harmonics and transients that get introduced onto your electrical system. And because this technology, it's got like a switching effect. It's like switching, but, you know, thousands of times a second. And this is what creates this pollution on your in your electricity, you know, in your home electricity system. And you know, there are electrosensitives which are, you know, which can feel this pollution, you know, which are sensitive to it. So yeah, CFLs to be avoided. The best kind of lighting to have in your home is the old fashioned kind. You know, the old-fashioned incandescent bulbs. That's, you know, as far as EMFs would go, that's the best.
Okay. Let's excuse me. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Important topic, but I, as usual, I'd like to put it in context. Basically, it's a matter of stress. How much stress you're putting into your body, that's what your body responds to. This is one of many stresses, and like I always emphasize, diet is 60 to 80% of the stress you're putting on your body if you choose the wrong diet. But that's it. It's accumulation of stress, hand style, you know, studied stress and the five categories of stress. So what you want to do is eliminate many stressors, as many as possible, this being one of an important one in today's technology. And that's kind of the key. The more technologically advanced we become, the more downsides there is to the upside of getting exactly what we want out of that technology. So you always have to keep that whole perspective in mind.
Sure. Thank you for your thoughts on that. All righty. Lloyd, did you want to comment on that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree, actually, with what Rich is saying. Just one, if you want, if I can just refine that a little bit. So stress, I tend to not call it stress because it's kind of misleading. It means, like, you know, when you're trying to hit a deadline and you get stressed. But, yeah, I... The more appropriate term is really toxins, and so, yeah, it's a toxin, and it is just a toxin amongst many other toxins. But the thing about EMS is, and, you know, there is there are studies to back this up, is that it has this kind of effect on all the other. It kind of brings all the other toxins to life. You know, it has this multiplier, this accelerating effect on the other toxins, and... You know, it's you know, that's why it's so important. So yeah, we do need to keep you know, it's not just EMS which are gonna, you know, they're dealing with your EMS which are gonna make you, you know, live a healthier life. But EMS, I think, do deserve a special place.
Right. All righty. Thank you so much, Richard.
Good. One more comment.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, why it's so important is because our bodies are electrical bodies. I mean, all our functioning takes place on an electrical basis, and when you mess with that electrical vibrational pattern in any way, you're upsetting the system that would occur naturally. And depending on, you know, how much the frequency and how intense, like the amperage or whatever, basically the more toxin, if you want to use that word, or stress is going to be on the body, and that's, you know, again, we're trying to reduce that load. The more that load increases, the more potential there is for problems.
Sure. All righty. Well, thank you so much. Let's quickly take DJ in Arizona.
Hi, Deanna and Lloyd. I had written to you, Deanna, before about my four smart meters I moved in with in a fourplex. Took me 10 months to get the electric company to take them off, but I think the damage was permanent because a month after I moved in, I didn't know a thing about smart meters at the time, and I collapsed in my shower, and I have gradually ended up having to be on oxygen, and I thought it was coincidental when they announced Raytheon coming out with a new crowd control weapon that disables your lungs and makes people collapse from lack of oxygen. And the other thing is my blood became so thin that even though they've been gone for a year now, at the slightest, any kind of scrape or bump on my skin, it just, I get a blood pool under my skin. I have these horrible purple bruises now.
Could you hold on over the break? I want to pick this up on the other side. We'll be
Certainly.
Right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Deanna, our guest today has been Lloyd Burrell. He is the author of Beating Electrical Sensitivity, The Path to Tread. His website is electricsense.com. And you were telling us about what is called hematoma, that you get bruises. And several people in the chat room recommended the use of vitamin E and to look for the D-alpha E. Because the D1 alpha is a synthetic. And I know that you have sent me pictures of your arms, and I just felt so bad for you.
Is it permanent damage? Because it's been a year since they've been removed, and I've gone all hardwire, back to a landline, the whole thing. It's a comedy of errors, really, with all these wires now. And you say, oh, no wonder people don't want to hear or admit to the inconvenience of doing that. I mean, between my oxygen tube and the phone wire, if there's anything within a five-mile radius to get caught on, if something gets caught on something. But, yeah, I take all kinds of supplements and everything now and, you know, anti-inflammatory things for my lungs, but it just seems like I don't get better. I'm, you know, sure there's dirty electricity still in my house wiring because there's smart meters all around me, but I really think the smart meters just tip the scale on this thing because I had used my cell and wireless router, you know, long before that, and it just really did me in.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Lloyd, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't catch your name.
BJ.
Lady. I beg your pardon?
BJ.
BJ, okay, BJ, yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah, well, yeah, it's, you know, you said it very succinctly there. The smart meters tip the scale, and that's what it is. And it is very, very difficult once the scale has been tipped to redress that, you know.
And doctors don't have a pill for this. They'd have to give you 100 different kinds of pills for all the systems in your body that are affected.
Exactly. And, you know, yeah, and pills are not the answer. Pills are not the answer because there's always, you know, a secondary effect to taking pills.
The devil is
so,
that we can't
so
see this. That's how they've gotten away with all this. We can't see it. So it's not there,
it,
right?
We can't hear it. We can't taste it. It's there. But, you know, nobody knows it's there, it seems. You know, nobody's interested it's there, or even when people, you know, do know it's there. So what? It's there, you know. What does it matter? Until, you know, you fall ill like you did. And, yeah, it's so the kind of tipping effect, and once you've sort of gone the other side, it's very difficult to get back, to get well.
How do people
possible.
That aren't affected saying being sensitive, even though we know their bodies are being affected? Does it just slam them down one day, or?
Well, that's what it did to me. You know, that's literally what it did to me.
Right.
One day fine, next day boom. You know, I'm electrically sensitive, and I can't use my cell phone anymore. And I think, well, that's horrible, that's terrible. But actually, it's probably the best thing that ever happened to me. Because,
wake up.
You know, because I understand this thing now, and I never understood it. And,
I know, I feel like,
you know,
I could be an electrician myself now. I've read so deeply on it. They just hated me at the utility. I wouldn't leave them alone. Every time I learned something new, I sent it to the gal, and she just kept saying, we can't do anything.
Be determined. Yeah. Be determined about this.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you, BJ, for calling in.
Thanks, Deanna and Lloyd.
All righty. You're welcome. We have run out of time. Lloyd, we're going to have you back. We've still got questions to ask you, and it's been wonderful, very educational to have you on the program today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation, and I'd love to come back. Yeah.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thanks to everybody's questions and for listening.
All righty. Bye-bye. Talk with you
Take
tomorrow.
Care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.